So a little bit more on voice patterns of influence. I initially was talking about voice and ambiguous language. Buy this policy. How it creates transdivisional searches. And the power of that priming your client to really look at their interest, their investment, their policy in a way of strong interest, because you're priming them to think about it that way. It's not automatically going to have them say yes. They're going to be more focused and interested. And so now I want to refocus on the elements of the voice with suggestions and also talking about pricing. The voice patterns of influence, the statement, the questions, and then authority. And authority, as I touched on, is adding a little bass to your voice. And the bass then creates a voice pattern of authority, certainty, and also a subconscious suggestion or command. Do this. Do it now. And it's not talking aggressively. It's not yelling. It's simply going from up here to down here. And it's using certain phrases. It's not talking like this throughout the whole conversation. And one easy way to help you practice this technique is add to in front of the command. When you feel confident, to invest in this policy. And so now the suggestion is invest in this policy. You just added the word to. Or I want you to feel confident that this is good for your family. So the suggestion is feel confident. As I add bass to my voice, the subconscious mind picks that up as a pattern. And you want to add as many and blend as many of these into your conversation, because not just one voice pattern of subconscious suggestion or authority is going to be a tipping point. You need to add three or four or as many as you can. Not to the point where you're sounding funny, hide and feel good, and where you're doing it every other word. As you're having conversation, you want to be prepared and think about your outcome. As you think about your outcome, you now can think about the words or the phrases that you want to say as a subconscious suggestion or a embedded command, as in a command to do this now. It's going to be up to you to do this now. And so write out some words. This will help you. As you're practicing, the best thing is to write them out, underline them, bold them, and practice. That way, when you're in the conversation, it becomes natural. Something else I want you to be aware of. We talked about the voice pattern of statement, which is more monotone. The voice pattern of questions goes up. And the voice pattern of authority, which we just touched on. The voice pattern of questions. People will tend to talk in questions a lot to avoid conflict, but also when they're talking about money. So listen to your voice and use authority when you're talking about money. And what I mean by that is, if you're going to tell somebody your monthly premium is going to be $250 or your monthly premium is going to be $500, if you're talking with questions, they're going to think, I don't know why, but I just don't get a good feeling about this. And so be aware when you're talking about a policy, the premium, the monthly investment, talk with certainty and with authority. And then also use the word only to minimize it. Your monthly premium is only going to be $500. Or, yeah, based on your age and what you want to accomplish, what you want to have in your portfolio, your monthly investment is only going to be $1,000. And so say it with a third authority and certainty. That way they don't question it, and you're saying it in a way that they say, okay, I guess this is what it is. And my advisor, as in, again, you're talking to them as a leader, an industry leader, and advisor. Your voice will project that. So one is creating a stream of priming effects with your voice. Feel good. Do it now. Take action. Sign this today. Those are suggestion embedded commands. And then be sensitive to the fact that when you're talking about money, many people will talk in questions to avoid conflict, and it creates a message of uncertainty. So listen to your voice. After you hear this, you'll be aware. Pay attention to your voice when you're having conversations with people. Listen to how you're sounding. And as I mentioned, when you're talking to certain people, you're already talking with authority. If you have kids, you know, no, do it now. Eat your dinner. Go to your room. Not go to your room. Eat your dinner now. You know how and when to shift your voice. It's a matter of taking that natural skill into business. Not as if you're talking to your kids. You're talking to their inner child of a person. However, not demanding as an authority, but more of an advisor, as talking with certainty. And they will follow your lead because their inner child will say, pay attention to this. This is something I need to do, or something I need to and want to pay attention. So your voice is a musical instrument. Use it strategically to help you get more yeses and help more families. And this is the same with recruiting. You already reviewed the recruiting, and use your voice also. Don't say sign up now. Sign up now. Do it today. And so when you're practicing with recruiting, also be aware, practice, and do it with selling a policy and getting someone protected. When you have the right intention, that sense of urgency, your why of why you're doing this to help yourself but also help other families, you're unstoppable. So practice, do it, and again, watch the magic happen. Experience it. Thank you. Bye now.